This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. With the federal COVID public health emergency officially expired, Colorado officials say they still have the tools to spot and respond if the coronavirus hits hard again. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
This is happening as U.S. COVID deaths and hospitalizations are at their lowest point in 3 years. Those numbers have dropped sharply in Colorado, too. Some experts worry the CDC will have less data to track the spread of the virus. But Public Health Department Director Jill Hunsaker-Ryan says a lot has been learned.
We're in much better shape after this pandemic. We feel like there's been a lot of investment in our department.
Still, public health experts warn the virus will remain an ongoing threat to the health system. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has signed into law a bill that boosts state tax credits for electric vehicles and other climate-friendly technologies. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Any Coloradan can soon get a $5,000 tax credit for buying an electric vehicle. Lower-cost EVs can get an extra $2,500. That state credit can be stacked with federal incentives, too. And there are other new credits for things like home heat pumps and electric bicycles. Some kick in as soon as this summer. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The past 48 hours have been the wettest two-day period ever recorded in Denver. More than 3.5 inches of rain were reported at DIA over the last 2 days. For more of the day's news, come to cpr.org. Stay with us. It's 4:06. This is CPR News.